TML country. It's time to dance.
Markins for three. Got it.
For Shanahan again, she scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win.
Hey everybody, welcome to Catamount Insider. I'm Brian McLaughlin. It's great to have you with us on this Friday morning. This week I'm excited to be joined by Lydia Doraz of the UVM women's lacrosse team, coming off their first conference win of the season against UMBC, moving to 1-1 on the year. We talked earlier this year with Sabine Godwin on the defensive side of the women's lacrosse team, and Lydia is on the attack. You'll hear us talk in this interview about how she started her career as a midfielder but has moved full-time to the attacking side of the ball throughout her sophomore and junior seasons. Lydia, the team leader in points, but it's an offense that, as we get into, so much balance to it this year. There's a variety of different goal scorers who can all hurt defenses in different ways. They have different skill sets, which is fun to get into with Lydia about how that works on the offensive side of the ball this year. She's the speedster, just an absolute sprinter when it comes to running with the ball, and is one of the best point producers for this Catamount team this year. We get into that and so much more, just about the team's performances, what it's like for her using all that balance that she's got. I ask her pretty in-detail questions about a lot of her teammates. She also is a big part of the draw control team that we talked about with Sabine Godwin. So if you're looking for more women's lacrosse content, go back and find the interview with Sabine. You'll hear Lydia refer to her as Beanie throughout the interview. That's what everyone refers to Sabine Godwin as. At times, that's her nickname around the team. But just getting into that with Lydia, how she helps Godwin out in those draw control plays and what her role is in that setup. So, fun interview with Lydia to preview this weekend's matchup with New Hampshire and talk about what was a really good win in the snow last Friday morning into the afternoon. So, fun interview with Lydia Doraz. Hope you enjoy it as well. Don't go anywhere. She's on Catamount Insider coming up next.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Catamount Insider, joined this week by Lydia Doraz of the UVM women's lacrosse team. Lydia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. The team's coming off a really good win. Your first conference win of the year against UMBC. Just tell me about that one. Fun game. Ended up kind of playing in the snow at the end, but was it a good team performance, would you say?
Definitely. I think we definitely played to our strengths that game. We had so much fun. I mean, the weather was a little bit in our way, but we always have fun in the snow. It was great. I think we played our best.
Kind of just a classic Vermont day, right?
Definitely, yes.
Have you guys had some practices out in the snow this year?
Yes, we have a bunch, but it's fun. We love it. It's fun.
What is that like for people who don't know? Coming up here to Vermont and you're playing a quote-unquote spring sport, but it starts in February, practices in January.
Yeah.
How do you guys get outside? Do you get outside a lot? Do you have to practice inside?
Before winter break, we practice inside a lot, which kind of stinks, but we're happy to get outside any weather. I mean, playing outside is the best. The Maryland girls last weekend could not believe the snow. They, like, didn't even know what to do. It was so funny, but we're used to it. It was so fun.
Okay, let's talk a bit about the game. The team wins 12-8. You score a couple of goals and had two assists. It was just great to get that first conference win.
Yeah, definitely.
How important are these conference games? Because you only get to see your opponent one time each. Does it feel like that adds some stakes to those games?
Definitely. I feel like every conference game is different. You could see a team last year, and it could be a completely different team this year. Mm. Every conference game, one team could have a bad game the game before and then play us and go, like, do amazing. I mean, conference games are so weird. We always say it's so funny and so weird. But, I mean, everything is, like, so important. Every conference game is so important.
All right, let's talk about kind of your play so far this season. How would you say the season's going? Give me just kind of an overall summary of the year so far.
I think the season has been great. I feel like every game we're getting better. Every practice we're getting better. We're just building on every practice. I think yeah, I think we're going to do really well this season, this conference. I think we're ready to go. We're good.
So you're sitting on 99 career points. Yeah. You're right there in the century mark. So close. You're listed as a midfielder on the website.
Yeah.
Are you full-time attack these days?
Yeah, I came in as a midfielder. Freshman year, I played midfield. I had my defense days, and then now I'm full attack.
Do you ever miss the defensive side?
I don't. I really appreciate our defenders. I think they do such a good job. I could not do that, and I'm happy I'm attack.
What makes that difficult? I know there are some, like, Allie Cabot, Lindsay LaFave playing both offense and defense.
I mean, there's so much that goes into it. Like, all practice, you're switching back and forth between attack and defense. Like, you can't really focus on one, which that's what I was having problems with. But, oh my God, props to them. They're so amazing. Doing two jobs at once. It's so cool.
All right, let's talk a little offense then with attacker Lydia.
Yeah.
This team, it feels like there's so many scoring options. Am I right about that?
Oh my gosh, yes. We have so many threats on the field and off the field.
Yeah. How does that take place on the field then? Because I'd imagine it's easy to continue to make that next pass, but do you ever have to tell yourself to be aggressive and look to score still?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I feel like our team is so good about knowing everyone's strengths. Like, if we know someone's hot, you pass them the ball, get out of their way, and they go. Or clear a lane, or look to pass to them. I feel like we're really good at reading each other and when each other's hot and, like, when we're ready to go.
Jane Trauger back this year she missed last season. What does that do for the offense to get her back out there?
So much. Jane is an amazing player. I've always looked up to her as a player, and I'm so happy to have her back on the field, and being able to play with her is so fun.
What does she do that makes your life easy?
She scores goals. She knows when to pass the ball, when to dodge. Like, she makes it really easy.
Yeah, that right-handed shot she has.
Oh, my God. It's nasty.
Pretty special.
Yeah, it's great.
So she leads the team in goals. Ava Wild leads the team in assists. You lead the team in points. I think that just about says it, right?
Yeah, we're all threats on the field.
All threats. Tell me about Ava, leading the team in assists and is really putting together a big junior year. What has helped her kind of have that breakout?
Ava's so good. She knows exactly when to pass the ball. She's so shifty behind the net. She's unscoutable for the other teams. Like, you never know what you're going to get with her. And I feel like she's just so good at reading, like, us, so she knows when we could pass. Like, her and Hags together, they really know how to work together, and she knows when to give Hags the ball, and Hags can finish that ball.
I can't believe some of the catches and finishes that Caitlin Haggerty has.
It's ridiculous.
What makes her good at that, and how do you work on that?
I don't know. She's magic hands. She does. Yes.
When you're looking to pass to her, do you just try to put it in her vicinity? What are you trying to look
Literally for? Literally just in her vicinity, and she's catching that ball and finishing.
I want to ask you about just a couple of games this year where it's felt like the offense has had kind of a drought at times and struggling to break kind of the other team's run. What's going on in those times of the game, and how are you guys working to obviously avoid kind of those lulls, I would say?
I feel like we're overcomplicating it too much sometimes, which is honestly not a terrible thing. We should go back to the basics, and I feel like we've been doing that. That's why we're having success. But I think, like, just we simply just have such a good attack. Like, we just need to stick to those basics, and we're going to be great, run through teams.
And then I'm going to keep asking about some of your teammates here for a little
that's
bit.
Great.
Maddie Erskine makes her return recently and scores a goal in her first game back. I know she's a captain on the team. What's it do to have her as just another leader out there?
Yeah, Maddie's just a natural-born leader. She really just knows how to, like, lead this team to success. She's seen both sides on the field and off the field. So I feel like she is someone that everyone should and does listen to. So having her on the field is just like I'm having a mom out there. Like, she knows what to do, and she knows how to get it done.
Well, how have you grown, would you say, from now, from a freshman now into your junior season? Do you feel like you've kind of matured as a leader? And just tell me about kind of where you've developed from your time as a freshman.
Yeah, I feel like freshman year, I was definitely a little scared and nervous, but I had great leaders like Aaron Kloostra, Ava Vassell. Like, they really brought me under their wing and, like, showed me how to get it done. And I feel like sophomore year, I started getting my groove a little bit with Megan O'Connor there still to help me. Like, it was just, like, amazing having these leaders. And now I feel like even with Maddie Erskine and Jane and Lindsay and Beanie, like, I just have these leaders I look up to and, like, who I want to be.
Sure.
Yeah.
Obviously, last year you were kind of after, like you said, playing both offense and defense as a midfielder in your freshman year. From that freshman to sophomore year, what do you think helped you kind of take that step forward as far as scoring goals and producing points for the team?
I think my parents played a big role in this. They helped me, like, believe in myself. They believed in me so much that it, like, really helped me believe in myself. And my coaches, Dalt, had so much belief in me that I was like, I just need to be myself and I'm good to go.
Did that give you confidence then, even coming into this year then?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I had everyone on my back. I felt like it just, like, was so helpful.
Your parents give you that confidence. Hey, you're one of you have three sisters, right?
Yes.
What was that like growing up?
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. They are my biggest supporters. They, after every game, they call me after, before games, they call me, they surprise me at games. It's just like seeing them in the stands, having them like call me after is just the best thing ever.
Isabel, Margo, and Phoebe. Where, yes. Where are you kind of in that order?
I'm the third.
And okay, what was that like growing up? Did they play sports with you?
Actually we all played sports growing up.
Yeah.
Margo played Division I lacrosse.
Okay.
So I always looked up to her. Phoebe played lacrosse in high school with me, and she definitely kept me in check. She was good out there.
Mm-hmm.
She was always supporting me, though.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was so fun.
Quick break in the show with Lydia Dilraz. She returns on Catamount Insider right after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Have you always been fast?
Yes, actually. When I was little, my parents always told me to like use my, use that as an advantage. And I feel like even when I got to college, I started like simplifying the game down and using that to my advantage now. So yeah.
It is fun to watch you when you have the ball kind of in the midfield.
Thank you.
You can almost see the gears shifting.
Yes.
And you're kind of just getting to top speed. Are you thinking anything in those moments when you're trying to clear it or make a transition play?
Not really. I kind of just get the ball and go on autopilot and just hope that I can pass it to someone and they can finish, like what Lauren did last weekend.
Right. That was such a fun goal. Are those moments kind of your favorite?
Oh, my God. They're the best. It's so fun.
Did you think about shooting that one at all? Or tell me about what you saw in that
play. Yeah, kind of, actually. I mean, I saw the goal and I saw two defenders coming towards me, and then it was like a golden arch around Lauren, and I just passed it to her and she finished.
Can you even, I guess, this is maybe a overall offensive question. How much are you thinking and processing on the field when you have the ball versus kind of just trying to react and use your instincts, I guess?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I've been playing lacrosse for so long that it is becoming like second nature of just like playing. But I feel like we're learning so many new things that it's like fun when we get to the field and like you just want to try those new things. So I would say definitely it's a mix of both, but I feel like autopilot is sometimes what I go to, which is nice.
What are film sessions like then? What are things that you specifically are kind of watching back after games?
Yeah, I mean, we focus a lot on our successes and watch our successes. Like before every game, we have a highlight reel of just the game before, and I feel like that hypes us all up. Like, of course, you want to see things you're good at, but individual sessions are more like what you can improve on, what you can do to get better, like how you open up your teammates. So a mix of both, definitely.
Let's talk about some of the games this year. Let's talk a couple of tough ones first. The Fairfield game, what did they do defensively that just made life so tough?
I'm not really sure. That was a rough game. I always say, like, that wasn't our team out there. I really could not tell you what happened. It just felt like no one, like, I really don't know. It was weird. It didn't feel like our team.
And then a really tough first conference game against Bryant.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know you guys wanted that one badly, and they end up winning by just one goal. Can you take me inside that fight and that battle? And it was a really good game.
Yeah. It was a good battle, definitely. I think we fought to the end. We're just hoping to see them again in, like, the finals or semifinals, and we know we can beat them.
I got to see you guys, though, put a big number up against LIU.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, some highlights from that one, right? I bet that highlight reel was pretty fun.
Yeah.
What was working best that day?
We were just chilled. We were having fun. We were just, like, doing our own thing. I feel like that's when we play our best. So we just, like, went out there. We're like, we're good. We're going to play. And we did, and we won.
Now, another big part of kind of your game, and obviously the game of lacrosse, the draw control, the draw unit. You're kind of one of those key members on the circle with Sabine, for the most part, taking the draws. Tell me just kind of about that unit and that performance and kind of what goes into just – trying to win the draw for the team.
Yeah, Bree came in as our draw coach, and she has helped us so much. We really have just been working out and, like, boxing out, getting that ball, and focusing on that, like, yellow ball in the center. Like, that's all you see. You have to go get it. And I feel like Beanie has been doing such a good job, like, communicating with our circle players. It's been huge.
Have you always kind of been on the circle?
Yes, in freshman year, and in high school too, actually.
What do you think makes you good in that spot?
I think I can use my speed to my advantage in that spot. So if Beanie tells me where she's going to get that ball, I just listen to her and go get the ball.
I was going to ask you about that. So we had Sabine on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she kind of told me her mindset going into those. But what are you kind of watching for and reading on the play? And
Is it, again, just about kind of reacting, not thinking?
Yeah, so Beanie does a great job knowing where the ball is going to go. So she puts it to a spot. We have, like, numbers on the circle. She puts it to a spot, and so when she says, like, it's going to, for example, like, one, then I, like, bring my girl over farther away from one, and then as soon as the ref backs up, go to one and get that ball.
Got it. Okay, that makes good sense. Mm-hmm. Then the battle, though, when it is, it's three on three out there.
Yeah.
What's going through your mind, or what are you trying to just accomplish when it is one of those 50-50s?
Yeah, just be the first one to ball, and if we always say, like, put two to ball. Like, if there's one person going, like, you need two people to back each other up, so bring two to ball and get that ball and give it to our attack.
Who would you say on the team is the toughest defender when you're going up against your own teammates?
Yeah, Kira Larney. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
She's so good. It is so fun watching her play. It's not fun playing against her, but she is an amazing defender.
What makes her tough?
She is constantly getting those ground balls. She, as soon as that ball's on the ground, she's getting it. She doesn't let up. Like, if you dodge and she gets you, you know you can't dodge again. She's going to be right on you.
I'm going to have to watch out for
yeah,
that
she's
next
good.
Game. That's great. She's one of the team leaders in ground balls.
She
so
is.
That does
makes
make sense. Ayla Shea in goal.
Oh, gosh.
She's been pretty special here recently. What's that been like to see her kind of just take that job and has really made it her own? She's been awesome.
It's been so fun. She's wanted this since freshman year. She's been working so hard, and it's clearly, you can tell, she's been doing so well. It's so fun having, and she just brings, like, energy out there.
I wanted to ask you about that. I love her emotion
she shows
after a big save or a big stop for the defense.
Yeah.
Is that something you can feel, even if maybe you don't notice the big fist pumps she's got because you guys are on offense?
Definitely. She is our number one. Like, if you score, she's coming giving you a fist bump. After every timeout, she's the one that comes up to you. She just is a light on that field.
Okay, so we're still kind of, I guess, in the early stages of conference play, but very much kind of starting to get to the important part of the season, this back end of it here. What are the things the team's really focused on right now and the things that you guys are really kind of working hard on in practice?
Yeah, I feel like we've been going to every game, and especially these next coming games, like, the best way to respect a team is to beat them. So no matter who we're playing, what their background is, just respecting a team by beating them. So just doing our thing.
Mm. Tell me about your relationship with the coaches. You mentioned Bree comes in her first year with the team, but then Grace Giancola's coached the offense, and Sarah Dalton Graddick, I know you've worked closely with as well. Just what's it been like to play for them and to kind of get to know them?
They're the best. They're so supportive. They want what's best for this team, and they're constantly trying to learn more about us and how we can thrive through their coaching. They're the best. They connect really well with each other and the girls on the team.
What about when you work with Grace? Are there individual film sessions, or are there things that she's talking to you about just as far as your own individual development? I'm curious about that.
Yeah, I do individual film with Grace, and she's been great. She really wants what's best for everybody and me. As she was a player of Vermont, she totally gets it. She understands the life as a Catamount. So she gets how I feel. Sometimes it gets emotional in film, and she is totally understandable. Like she gets it.
That's great. Yeah. I don't know why this just popped into my head. We're going to revisit a couple of teammates here. Karina Seffi.
Yeah.
Do you ever try to take her moves and use them as your own? She's pretty filthy.
She's so good. She's very shifty. I don't think I can move like that. No, I don't think many people can. She is an amazing player, and it's so fun playing with her.
Yeah, I mean, just I'd imagine it's hard to stay in front of her.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Similar to you. Similar to yourself. The other thing that I had written down that I wanted to circle back with you on is the 8-meter arc and free positions. You haven't gotten quite as many this year as you did last year. Can you tell me, is there any reason behind that?
I don't know either. Okay. I feel like that was a big part of my game last year, and I do love getting on the 8. I mean, it's like an automatic shot, it feels. But this year, I haven't gotten many.
Okay.
I'm not really sure why.
And then the LaFave twins, sisters. We talked about Lindsay as the two-way midfielder, but Lauren's been another key part of the offense. They pass to each other quite a bit.
They
it does feel like they've got
They're
a good
connected.
Connection. Okay, I'm not just making that up then, but tell me about that duo and their leadership as well and what they mean to the program.
I mean, they're the best. They're the twins. They are so driven. They just bring everyone else with them. They are so connected. It's so fun, but they also have great connections with everyone else in the field. Yeah. They're just the best. They work so well together. You know, if the twins have the ball, it's going in the back of the net.
Okay. At New Hampshire this Saturday, we talked about it, respecting the opponents in front of you, kind of taking it one game at a time, but a key for this weekend, what are you really looking forward to and excited to see about UNH?
Just being ourselves. I think if we play our game and we play, we've been playing, like, we're going to be good. UNH is a great opponent. We've been playing against them, I mean, for a long time now. We know how they play. I think we're going to be good, though.
Saturday, 1 p.m., folks. Tune
in. Let's go. Yep.
Lydia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
thank you again to Lydia for joining us this week, somebody who has been such a key part to this Vermont team over the last three seasons now in her junior year. She's been a starter all 3 years in her Catamount tenure and has been a huge part of what Vermont has done in her freshman years, both an attacker and a defender, and now as a true attacker each of the last two seasons. It's been really fun to watch Lydia go on the attack, and it's fun to watch her run, to be honest. She is one of those speedsters that just, you know, she's got a different gear than everybody else out there. So thanks again to Lydia for joining us this week. You can head over to watch her in the Catamounts later tomorrow if you're listening with us live on this Friday. Again, it's a Saturday 1 p.m. start against New Hampshire as the Catamounts look to go above 500 in league action. All right, everybody, we've got only one more episode this year for you on Catamount Insider, wrapping up our 2025-2026 athletic year on Catamount Insider next Friday. You're not going to want to miss that one. I'm Brian McLaughlin saying so long on Catamount Insider.